Go ahead and stand and sing just a few of these, and I'll let you have a seat, and we'll get wrapped up here in a timely fashion. The first hymn we'd like to sing is page 117, the first and last verse of O Come Emmanuel. No offering tonight. O come Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, come to thee, all Israel. On the last, O come, desire of nations, bind in one the hearts of all mankind. Thou our sad division cease, and be thyself our King of peace. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, all Israel. Over to 128. 128, we'll sing the first and last verse.
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by. In thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. O holy child of Bethlehem, pray, cast out our sin and enter in, be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
All right, go ahead and have a seat and turn over to page 143. We'll break this up. We'll sing a few Christmas songs and have some scripture reading, then we'll finish up, Miss Haven. All right, 143, we'll sing the first and last verse. What child is this?
What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthem sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord. Son of Mary, so bring him incense, gold, and myrrh, come peasant king to own him, the King of kings salvation brings, let love in hearts. Yeah. praise the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord. Babe, the Son of Mary.
Wonderful song. 125, Away in a Manger. Oh, I've got the wrong one. Let's do 126 instead, the traditional one. I sent you the wrong one. No, that's not the right one either. No, 125, that's right. Away in a Manger. Away in a manger, no crib. There we go. All right, here we go. Hook them now.
Away in a manger, no crib or a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay.
As I mentioned, my thanks, of course, for your prayers for my wife, the passing of her mother. We just made our way back today from the funeral, which was yesterday morning and afternoon there where she was buried beside her husband, Master Sergeant Jay Privett, there outside of the base there in San Angelo, Texas. And I told those who gathered there in San Angelo, I wanted to do something creative for Ann, something a little different, because she was a very creative woman, and she certainly loved a Christmas time, always made special efforts for the family, you know, around Christmas time. And one of the traditions, of course, that Jay and Ann Privett handed down to Dory and all the others when they were very little guys on was the reading of the Christmas story from Luke chapter 2. And I was always, you know, just enamored with that. Our family, we had, I guess, certain traditions that, like Thanksgiving, the boys would always go hunting that morning, you know. But that was a better tradition, I thought, you know, to have something like that. And I thought, you know, I want to incorporate that into our own life and our own children. And so we have continued to carry that on. And I'd like to invite you there tonight if you'd like to read along in Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. Then we'll sing a few more songs and you'll be dismissed and to go have time with your families. Some of us have most of it memorized, if not the whole thing memorized. And that's a good thing too, to memorize the Holy Scripture. But even if not, Jay would every year get his Bible and gather everybody up. All they were there, and sometimes they kind of took in kids and teenagers, you know, from time to time, and they had one there that was lived with them about 5 years. His name's Clark, and they as well would be included in the family traditions, and that's a wonderful family tradition. Maybe it's something you might consider yourself, or that, or something like that. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed, and this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And there shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. The most wonderful story for the most wonderful time of year. Merry Christmas to one and all. Let's stand again one more time. We'll sing, first of all, page 118, 118.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room, and heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make His blessings flow, far as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of and wonders of His love.
Go ahead and have a seat. We have about three more. Turn over to page 122. Let's do just the first verse of O Holy Night. It's a wonderful, wonderful song.
O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, O hear the angels' voices, all night divine, O night when Christ was born. O night divine.
perhaps, just perhaps, the all-time most favorite Christmas hymn of all, Silent Night. Just the next page over, 123, we'll sing the first, second, and the last. First, second, three verses, okay?
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, darkness flies, all is light. Shepherds hear the angels sing, Alleluia, hail the King. Christ our Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, wondrous star, lend thy light with the angels, let us sing. Alleluia to our King. Christ our Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born.
For a final song, let's stand. We'll sing all three verses of O Come, All Ye Faithful. And I pray you are faithful to the Lord of glory.
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing, choirs of angels, sing in exultation. Oh, sing, all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God, all glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning. Jesus, to thee be all glory given. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Lord of heaven, bless us one and all. In Jesus' name, amen. You're dismissed.